Back now with day-to-day and more bad news today for the nation's housing market. Sales of existing homes fell further than expected last month, and that gives last year the distinction of having the largest drop in home sales in more than 20 years. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us. Sam, what do these numbers mean for the overall housing market?
Alex, it's a pretty dramatic drop in sales, and it's also one that seems to have caught a lot of economists off guard, especially since this 0.8% decline came after two consecutive months of improving sales. What it means is that last year's total decline rested around 8.5%. That's the biggest drop in sales since 1982, when the U.S. was in a severe recession.
And how is the housing slump actually affecting the overall economy?
That is the million-dollar question, Alex. The latest unemployment figures out today show a surge in claims last week that hasn't been seen since Hurricane Katrina. But economists don't expect the U.S. to fall into a recession. I talked to Nicholas Retsinas, who directs Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies. He says a big reason the economy is hanging on is due to something called sticky prices.
Which is to say, for many people, if not most people, if they put the home that they own and live in on the market and they don't receive an offer that they think is merited in terms of their perception of value, they'll just take it off the market. If it were a world full of economists, they would just keep lowering the price till they found the right price. So that's why I think these numbers are interesting in their relationship, which is the number of transactions, the number of sales has dropped dramatically, prices have not.
In fact, prices for existing homes rose last year by 1.1% despite the record decline in sales. That's nothing compared to the near 12.5% gains posted in 2005. What it does mean is that people who are selling their houses aren't feeling desperate enough to lower their asking price. Economists say if they were, the rest of the economy would reflect that.
So doesn't that suggest that maybe we're not yet at the bottom of the housing bust?
Well, according to Retsinas, he says that we could be, or at least pretty close. But he says that's the good news. The bad news is that the market will likely hang out at the bottom for quite some time. He's not predicting any substantial rebound until the end of 2007, possibly into 2008. If you talk to the National Association of Realtors, they're a little more optimistic, predicting a slow recovery for 2007. And coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll be talking to the CEO of Marriott Hotels, Bill Marriott, as our series Conversations from the Corner Office continues.
Thank you, Sam Eaton, for Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.